What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Joe Biden finally speaks about what's going on college campuses, but is it actually doing anything? No, it's not. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us today. We have some calls. I want to mention the big story of the day today brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Is that Donald Trump is in court, but the attorney for Stormy Daniels and for Karen McDougal testified that they did not consider it a hush money payment. And Michael Cohen would have boiled Donald Trump's bunny on his stove if Trump had one. Joe is in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, how are you today, sir?
Hey, Rich. Good afternoon. I'm so glad to have you touch on what a narcissist is, because that term's been overplayed. But Christie is the classic case of a narcissist. For him to think that he was going to get a high-profile job from Donald Trump after all the garbage he's done, he's out of his mind. He's totally out of touch with anything. You cannot put this guy in a profile position. And for him to support Trump up until the last moment when he knew he wasn't getting anything, he's a dope. He's a total dope. And I don't know how you sat in the same room with the guy prepping President Trump for his debate with this idiot.
I didn't have a choice. I found out about it on the flight down to Palm Beach, and I wanted to say to the person who told me that at the time, I don't think that's a good idea, but I didn't.
But
so
you know what, Rich? You're the best critical thinker I've ever listened to. So kudos to you for doing that.
Well, that's Joe. That's a tremendous compliment. DeSantis, write that down and put it in the show sheet. You hear me?
I'll make sure it's there.
All right, excellent.
You are.
Thank
you hit
you,
the ground running, bud, and I love it.
All right, we'll see you soon, pal. Thank you very much. Big John is in Huntington Valley. Hello, Big John.
Hey, Rich. Great to talk to you. You're doing a great job of the show. I love it.
Thank you.
I wanted to raise a question. You were touching base, and I agree on Michael Cohen and Christie, you know, turning on Trump and saying they would trash him, ruin him any way they could, and it's narcissistic. But you just glanced over Trump being the same way. You mentioned it in passing and kind of poo-pooed it, but when someone crosses Trump, he's out to destroy them in every way, shape, and form. He even goes after the judge. They keep the jury names away from him so he won't do them. What's that? I mean, What's wrong with going after the judge? You're a great critical thinker. Wouldn't you consider all sides?
Let me ask you a question. What's wrong with going after the judge? The government's accusing him of a crime. The government's going after him. Why doesn't he have the right to go and speak out against the government?
No, don't deflect. I'm asking you why you just dance over Trump's narcissism, which it is. But you dance over it and let it be applied to Cohen and Christie, which you're not wrong about that. But at least identify Trump also as the same damn thing.
I'm not a psychologist. I can't diagnose these people. And Trump probably is a narcissist. I don't think you become president of the United States of America without being a bit of a narcissist. I mean, it's a thing you can get.
There's degrees.
John, I'm not having a psychological conversation with you because I'm not qualified to discuss this. Now, as far as the issue of him going after the judge, when the government is accusing you of a crime, you have a right to speak out against your government. Even the ACLU has come out and said that. Trump is speaking out against the government who's going after him. He's the front runner for the presidency, and he has a right and an obligation to be able to speak out against what's going on against him. Period.
Yes, well, that's true. Now, let me finish.
That's true. Quit with your head. Thank you for the call. Quit with your head. Quit with your head. That's true. Period. That's it. And then done. You got it. I'm not gonna get into like a debate over who's more of a narcissist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I said that, but it just reminds me. These guys remind me of Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. I'm a movie buff more than anything else.
I'm not gonna be ignored, Dan.
I'm not gonna be ignored, Donald. No, I mean, I don't think you become president first of all, everybody has a certain amount of narcissism to them. Somebody once said that to me. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to achieve anything in life. There's degrees, obviously, but there's something wrong with a person. I think if you don't get your way with that person, and then you flip on them, and they go from being you love the guy, you take a bullet for the guy to wanting to like destroy the guy. It's bizarre. It's bizarre behavior. I think. I don't think it's normal, but. The hell do I know? I'm not a psychologist. Steve's in Cherry Hill. Steve, how are you?
Richard, you're the best, as always. How you
Thank
doing?
You. Good. How you doing?
All righty. Listen, I'm calling regarding the Mulligan's event. I would love to be there to see the great Rich Violi in person, which I never have, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners the same thing. So my thoughts were, my God, it's going to be... There's going to be such a demand. It's going to be so crowded that day down there. I'm sure it's going to be great because it's going to be one huge mess. I'm thinking the only way I'm going to get Mulligan's is like get there when it opens, stand in line, and then sit there and drink. By the time you come on, I'll be so bombed, I'll never even remember it. So I have an idea. I don't know how well it'll be. Why don't you guys have a contest? Winner and a guest get guaranteed seating.
Oh, okay.
And have some kind of contest, like...
Guaranteed seating. Yeah, I don't know. Steve, I'm going to let you go only because you're breaking up. I appreciate the call, though. Thank you, Steve. It's not a bad idea. That's above my pay grade. But I know Jonathan, the owner, is listening, so I'll let him and the powers that be discuss that. I can't, not my call to make. But anyway, but it's not a bad idea. All right. We will also be live. So that's in case you're wondering what he's talking about. We're going to be live at Mulligan Shore Bar. It's not going to be a live show. I'm just going to be there to hang out on May 11th from 5. It's a Saturday, so I'm not on the air on Saturdays, 5 to 7 p.m. And I don't know if we could even work out a being on the air thing because I'm not on the air on Saturdays and Opelka's on the air and, he doesn't like to share. So that's not going to work. But I'm sure we can get Opelka. We can call into Opelka's show at 7 o'clock. I think he's on at 7 that night. Right.
I believe he's 8 to 10.
Oh, he's 8 to 10. All right. Well, if we're still hanging out, we can always call him. But either way, Mulligan Shore Bar in Wildwood. On Saturday, May 11th, the day that Trump is having the rally in Wildwood, it's a great bar. It's a great place. Great people, great food, amazing drinks. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I would love to see you there. So join us on Saturday, May 11th. I'll be there from 5 to 7 p.m. If you're not going to go into the rally, if you don't want to go to the beach and see the president, future president, then join us at Mulligan's. Or do both. You can do both. Felicia is in the Northeast. Hello, Felicia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Rich?
Doing well, thank you.
I just wanted to make a brief comment regarding that guy who was talking over you and the whole narcissism argument.
Yeah.
What he's failing to understand, he missed completely, is these guys who started going after Trump, they were butthurt. And they went after him when they loved him before. Trump only goes after somebody when they go after him. He's a counterpuncher. And so if you're disloyal to Trump, yeah, he'll go after you. That's just the way he is. But he does not initially just go after somebody because he's a narcissist.
Yeah, again, and I'm not a psychologist, but that sounds yeah. right. He doesn't just out of the blue decide that somebody who's his friend today is his enemy tomorrow. Which is exactly what both Cohen and Christie did. They loved the guy. They were loyal to the guy. They wanted to work for the guy. They didn't get their way, and then they turned on him and they flipped. And then he became the worst human being on the planet.
Yeah, and they were over the top in love with Trump. So they went from like 0 to 1,000.
Yeah.
So if anybody, if anyone's like wacko with TDS, it's them. And then the guy who just kept talking over you, if he can't fail to see the distinction, then maybe he's a narcissist.
Well, I have a friend who's a psychologist, and she's a PCOM. Maybe I'll get her on the show and she can give us an absolute explanation of the cluster B personality types. It might be a fun, interesting segment.
I think that's a great idea, and you should bring that caller on as like maybe a guinea pig patient.
All right. I like it. Thank you, Felicia. You have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All right. 855-839-1210. Now, the other thing, too, about Cohen, which I think is a sleazeball, too, it's like if you get in trouble and then you see an opportunity for yourself. And this is what the guy did. I mean, he got in trouble, and then he saw an opportunity for himself. Christie saw an opportunity for himself to be the anti-Trump guy. Because in his mind, his excuse for it was January 6th. January the 6th was too much for him. That was a bridge too far. And so for that reason, he had to turn on his guy, the guy who was his friend for 15, 20 years, whatever it was. That was a bridge too far. But I got to tell you, a lot of, for a lot of people, Bridgegate was a bridge too far, and they stuck with Christie. So, just saying. People do what's in their own self-interest, no question about it. But it's kooky to me. It's one thing. Here's the thing. I don't feel this way about Mike Pence. I don't think Mike Pence is this way. I think Mike Pence genuinely disagrees with Trump on philosophical grounds. I think Mike Pence really thinks that he would be a better president. He doesn't strike me as being insane like Cohen does or Christie in the manner in which they attack him and go after him. Mike Pence thinks January the 6th was a failure on Trump's behalf, and he doesn't like how Trump handled it, and he had his reasons for running. But it didn't seem like this vindictive, I need to destroy the guy kind of a thing. You know what I mean? So I think there's a difference. I mean, there are people that have worked for Trump who decided that they and then decided that they didn't want to support him anymore. And they've said, all right, I have policy disagreements with the guy, or I don't like how he ran the place or whatever. But then there's some who have made a career out of trying to destroy him. And it's just crazy. The other one who I think of is Omarosa. She did the same stuff. And I told you when she came in studio that day. So it was afternoon drive, and she came in studio that day, and this is a funny story, actually. We had the Women for Trump thing in the studio. It was Lara Trump, and Omarosa was there, and I'm trying to think, some other people were there. Anyway, Omarosa and I never got along. Never, ever got along. And so she's going on, and I have news for you. We didn't even have cameras in the studio back then, even though I don't use them now. But at the time, when she was talking, there were no cameras in the studio. So I said to her, she's going on about being a, you know, the black support for Trump. And I said, and you are a black woman, right? And she said, yes. And she was so offended by that, that I said that. I said, well, I don't know, if not everybody may know who you are, but the idea that people didn't know who she was, that I had to make that point clear on the radio when people can't see her. She was so offended. I remember that day. And I remember talking to Dawn about it after. And Dawn said it too. And Dawn's such a great, if you want to ever have somebody get a good person to judge character, Dawn is about the best there is. So Dawn says, well, she's got crazy eyes. I said, I know. And then she flipped on Trump, and she has made an industry out of going after Trump and trying to destroy the guy. So it's wacky to me. It's just wacky. I mean, I understand if people like, I don't like the job you're doing, or I don't agree with your policy positions, or I think that I don't want to work for you anymore. That's okay. That happens all the time. But it's the people that become this vindictive, I want to destroy you and see your corpse burn mentality that to me is just kooky. And it just reminds me of the person who boils a freaking bunny on the stovetop because they just can't handle the fact that you've rejected them. And that's really what it is, if you think about it. You know, I wanted to be White House press secretary. I never made that known, by the way. I never did because I really, but either way, it wasn't like, oh, Sean Spicer's White House press secretary. So now I'm going to hate Trump's guts. I'm going to spend the next 4 years on the radio trying to destroy the guy. Stupid. But there are people who are like that, and they're not stable people. That's all I'm saying. And I know you, and you know, you don't have to be a psychologist to know this in life. You know people like that in your own life. You've seen them, you've dealt with them in business or in relationships or something else, and you know the red flags, and you know it yourself, and you say, I got to stay away from this person. This person's a wacko. This person's a whack job. Like they, it, the way they're, the level of, with Omarosa, she was such a freaking narcissist that she was offended that a radio host made it clear to the audience that she was black as she's talking about black women supporting Trump. She was appalled. How dare you assume not 100% of your audience knows me and who I am? You know, I was like, okay. And then she didn't get her way in the White House. She didn't like the job she got. So what happened? She flips on Trump and she goes from being one of the people who's out there speaking on his behalf at rallies to being one of the people who wants to see the man destroyed. And I'll tell you somebody else who did that too. And it was the press secretary after, I guess it was the Mooch, right? So the Mooch was in there, what, 11 days, Matt DeSantis? I think that's his claim to fame. He was there for 11 days.
Yeah, blink of an eye.
Blink of an eye. And the Mooch came out and he did his whole, like, you know, hey, how you doing? Not for nothing. We're going to have a nice time together. We're going to be nice. We're going to be nice here. You know what I mean? I remember that day Rush Limbaugh came on the air and he said, this is not going to work, folks. It's not going to work. And Rush was very prophetic. He knew. 11 days later, Scaramucci's out. The Mooch is out. And he goes after Trump all the time, too. I think for him, it's just pure self-serving. I don't think he really wants to see Trump destroyed. I think he's a guy who will like, sell his soul for a dollar. That's the kind of guy that strikes me, a total three-card Monty player on the streets. You know what I mean? Like, if tomorrow Trump called him up, he'd be like, yeah, I love you. I'll tell everybody I love you. I don't care, whatever it is. He seems like a mercenary to me in that sense. But the woman who came on after him was Stephanie, what's her name? But she had Grisham. The crazy eyes. What, Grisham, yeah. Right, yeah. So again, we were in the Oval Office that day, and she was standing there. Remember, she never spoke to the press. She never actually did any press briefings. Not one. And so we were in the Oval Office that day interviewing Trump, and this is before Trump, being the narcissist that he is, took the platter that he gave me out of my hands and gave it to Dawn. See, I haven't forgotten that. I'll boil a freaking bunny on his stove. I'm joking at Secret Service. It's a joke. It's going with the theme of the show. But anyway, that before, and I remember looking at her and thinking, she's got crazy eyes. And I said that to Dawn. I said, Dawn, look at her. She's got crazy eyes. And Dawn said it too. And she was single, you know, and she kind of gave me that look. That look like, you know. Like we could have a, like, you know what I mean? That look, like, if when you're a married man and you get that look from a woman, you understand, you know, it's okay, this is not going to end well. But And what happened? What did she do? She also flipped and wanted to destroy Trump and goes on all these shows that today writes a book, the Today Show and everything else like this, and wants to destroy him too. How do you go from being that level of the inner circle to wanting to see the man be have his head on a pike? Unless it's something, the fact that you just didn't like the fact that you were not given the exalted position that you and your gigantic ego think you deserve. And so your reaction is, I'm going to destroy you. It's like the woman didn't get, I'm sorry, I didn't propose to you. I'm going to destroy your life. Going to destroy everything you've built. It's crazy. It's what it is. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in everything we were talking about. So tomorrow we're live at the Grand Hotel in Cape May. Join us for that, 3 to 7 p.m. It's going to be fun. And then Saturday, May 11th, Mulligan's Shore Bar in Wildwood. It's going to be a blast. And it's probably going to be crowded. We'll have some fun. That'll be great. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. They're great people. I love doing business with Cherry Hill Volvo. I love the fact that they say, take such great care of you, because for them, Judith Krupnik believes relationships are everything. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. And I want you to go see them today. They're having their renovation extravaganza, which means great savings for you. You can save serious money with their already aggressive pricing and incentives, and they're doubling down on that because of the renovation and because they're doing some work on the highway outside. It's not a big deal. I was just there a couple weeks ago, picked up my new XC60. It's really not that big of a deal to deal with, but since Judith knows that a renovation is a little bit inconvenient, she's making it up to you by giving you the absolute best incentives they have ever done. So go see them today. They have ample inventory and ready to meet you. Spring will be a lot sweeter this year as you cruise around in the luxury vehicle you deserve, a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. There are a lot of incentives to take advantage right now. Maybe you want the S-Class, which is made at their plant in South Carolina, or the XC90. Now, that's the car at the third row. So when you're thinking about getting the kiddos down the shore this summer, that's the car you want, because that third row makes all the difference. And plus, Volvos are some of the safest cars on the road. Either way, Judith, Yosef, and the entire team look forward to meeting you and taking great care of you. Because at Cherry Hill Volvo, relationships matter. They live that every day. They pride themselves on that. So go see them. Cherry Hill Volvo. Amazing incentives for their renovation special. You will be treated great. And you're going to be helping our studio naming sponsor, since we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. So please go see them today. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I want to be out campaigning like I was yesterday. We finally had a break, and I was out campaigning yesterday. Very unfair. There's never been anything like this in the history of our country. Never. So we're doing well. The polls are extremely good despite that. The polls are extremely good, the best we've ever had, and it looks like we're doing very well. Any question?
Would you
hate
RFK Jr.?
RFK, I don't know anything about him. Look, RFK is polling very low. He's not a serious candidate. They say he hurts Biden. I don't know who he hurts. He might hurt me. I don't know. But he has very low numbers, certainly not numbers that he can debate with. And he's got to get his numbers up a lot higher before he's credible. But the numbers that he's taken away, they say will be against Biden. I don't know. I'm not so sure. It could be a little bit against me. But I don't see him as a factor.
Who's your favorite right
now? My favorite for what?
Vice President.
Oh, who's my favorite for Vice President? Well, I'll be making that determination sometime prior to the convention.
What do you think about the candidacy testimony?
Well, I'm not allowed to testify. I'm under a gag order, I guess. I can't even testify at all. Now, we're going to be appealing the gag order. I'd love to answer that question. It's a very easy question, the easiest question so far. But I'm not allowed to testify because this judge, who's totally conflicted, has me under an unconstitutional gag order. Nobody's ever had that before. And we don't like it, and it's not fair. Other people are allowed to do whatever they want to us, and I'm not allowed as a presidential candidate, the leading candidate, the Republican Party nominee, and the one who's leading Biden by a lot, I'm not allowed to talk. There's never been any abuse like this before. This conflicted judge ought to get out of this case. He should not be having this case. He gives us nothing. It's such a rigged court. So I'm not allowed to testify because of an unconstitutional gag order. We're appealing the gag order, and let's see what happens. Thank you very much.
What did you think of the reporting?
All right, that was former President Trump speaking outside the courthouse. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate it. We got a lot to chat about today. Obviously, the court is adjourned for the day. But Trump said, I'm being tried in an illegal court. And he's not wrong. And yet, as we're watching all this play out, the president, the former president and the front runner for president in court, not on the campaign trail, but sitting in a courtroom. The idiots on Morning Joe actually had the audacity to say that Donald Trump is going to force prosecutors to arrest his political enemies. Do these people not understand how ironic they sound? Or just are they just that freaking clueless? They're going after Trump on the federal level for two different cases. They're going after him in Georgia. They're going after him in New York. And yet the big fear is that if Trump gets back in there, he's going to start going after his political enemies. Dude, that's what you're literally doing to the guy right now. He's also going to execute people. He's going to start using SEAL Team 6 to execute his political opponents. What I love about these people is that it always comes back to their murder fantasies with Trump. Wait, what did you say? Maggie Haberman said what?
So Maggie Haberman is now saying that Trump left the courtroom, and this is the quote, squinting strangely at Lawrence O'Donnell, the MSNBC host.
Now, do we have audio of this?
No, this is just something that she tweeted out.
So Maggie Haberman, who is the victim of a glare, she's a survivor of one of Trump's glares.
Yes.
So she knows what glares are like and what they can do to somebody. She's a brave, Maggie Haberman of the New York Times is a brave survivor of having had a glare from Donald Trump. And she lived to tell about it and tells her story. And she goes out there and counsels other glare victims. And now I guess she'll be going to Lawrence O'Donnell's house to give him the therapy that he needs after being glared at by Trump.
I hope he's okay.
The glare society for people who've been glared at or looked at in a strange way, it's doing great. I mean, there's dozens of people who are reaching out every day for their help and their support.
Yeah, it grows. It's Maggie Haberman, Caitlin Collins, and now Lawrence O'Donnell, evidently.
You got to pull that clip. You got to bring up that clip again.
I have it if you want it.
Oh, I definitely want it.
You were actually in the room for that. At one point, the pool said that he was glaring at you for several seconds. You had reported shortly before that during a break that he appeared to be falling asleep at one point as the proceedings were getting kind of tedious. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, I noticed it. He made a pretty specific stare at me and walked out of the room.
I've been on the receiving end of said glares.
I know you have.
I know you have from our 12-step program that we're in. Hi, my name's Maggie. Hi, Maggie. And I'm a glare victim. Tell you my story. So I was in court and Trump glared at me. Oh, so sad.
Do you think Alvin Bragg will bring glare charges against Trump next?
Absolutely, he should. And that would be, I mean, it's at least $1,000 fine, a glare. There's a gag order and a glare order. A gag order and a glare order. No glaring. Hey, stop glaring. Put down the glaring eyes. Put down the eyes. Put it down. So Maggie Haberman, who is a survivor of glaring, now says Trump glared at, maybe it doesn't rise to a level of a glare. She said he looked at Lawrence O'Donnell strangely, right?
The exact quote on the New York Times page is squinting strangely.
Okay, squinting strangely, does that count as a glare? That is the question. I don't know. Again, I'm not qualified as a mental health professional to know, and I don't want to presume, knowing the seriousness of what a glare victim goes through. I don't want to belittle that by suggesting that maybe that's the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, would you rather be squinted at strangely or glared at?
See, I would think I'd rather be glared at, but then again, since I've never been glared at before, the pain, the trauma, the post-traumatic stress of that, perhaps that is not the answer. And only a glare victim, a survivor, can tell that story.
Yeah, I'm not an attorney. I don't know how this works. I don't know which one's worse. I don't know if this is sort of like a manslaughter versus murder type comparison.
And maybe only maybe women get glared at where men get stared at strangely, or what was it exactly?
Squinting strangely.
Squinting strangely. Maybe that's the distinction. Women get glared at, men get squinted strangely at. Maybe that's the determining factor.
I just hope Lawrence is okay.
Has anybody checked on him?
Let me.
He's crazy to begin with. Remember that time? Stop the hammering! He's nuts as it is.
Stop the hammering!
He's a whack job, so we should check on him. This may push him over the edge. If anybody's ever going to go postal at MSNBC, it's that guy. No doubt about it. No question about it. I'm surprised he hasn't already. So this may be what puts him over the edge. I would frisk him tonight when he comes to work.
I'm sure Secret Service keeps an extra close eye on him at the courthouse.
Yeah, but his coworkers should be worried about him. Where was I going with this before you texted
Sorry,
me? What was
that's
I saying?
My fault.
No, that's all right. I'm glad you did, but what was it?
You're talking about Scarborough.
Oh, right. Yeah, Scarborough. Right. Another nut job. So Trump is now at SEAL Team 6. They love their murder fantasies, don't they? They love this idea that Trump is going to start killing people. It always comes out. It came out in the Supreme Court case. It came out. They love this idea that Trump is going to go on a killing spree. He's going to become Dexter and just start axing people to death. And I mean, whatever it takes. So this is on this morning's Morning Joe crazy. Imagine starting your day watching this, starting your day thinking that, yeah, Trump may use SEAL Team 6 to just start whacking people left and right on a killing spree. Cut number 10.
There's a stereotype of the Trump voter that the media does. Oh, people are stumbling drunk out of their, you know, trailer park and, you know, shooting raccoons or something like that. No, it's bankers. It's lawyers. It's people with advanced degrees. This is something Ann Applebaum brought out so masterfully in her book, The Twilight of Democracy, which is... It's the elites make this possible. Think about all the billionaires that, oh, I'll never vote for Trump. And they're like, yeah, I'll vote for Donald Trump. They know this. They read this. They read that Donald Trump says that there's going to be mass deportation. He's going to force prosecutors to arrest political enemies. He's going to execute generals that don't follow his commands. He's able to use SEAL Team 6 to execute political opponents. And he says, you can't arrest me for that. You can go down the list. He's going to be a dictator from day one. He's going to terminate the Constitution. On and on. They've heard all of this. They heard what he said to Time magazine a couple of days ago. It is a dark autocratic vision of America. And these people, these educated people with advanced degrees, are the ones saying, yeah, I'll support Donald Trump again, thinking, oh, well, you know what, maybe my investments will go, or maybe he won't tax me 3%. Not understanding that this is not just a threat to democracy, but this is a threat to capitalism.
You know what? If I could get a 3% rate of return, I'd take some generals getting executed. I mean, that's just me. Is that, am I being selfish? am I being a narcissist? Well, what rate of return am I getting? 6%? And what? He's going to have SEAL Team 6 kill some of his enemies? Yeah. I can live with that.
I like how Scarborough assumes that, yeah, you kill some political enemies and the stock market goes through the roof.
Yeah, like the stock market loves that. Like on the floor of the NASDAQ, like, wait, got an announcement. Trump just killed Hakeem Jeffries. Whoa, look at this. We're having a banner day. Ring the bell. Ding, ding. I mean, what's the correlation with that exactly? Yes, bloodbath. That'd be a bloodbath. I can't believe you didn't say bloodbath. Trump is going to have more blood spilled on his watch. More people are going to die in the next 4 years than what? How many people did Pol Pot kill? Like 25 million or something? It was a lot of people, right? Trump's going to kill way more than that. Way more than Pol Pot. Who's the most brutal dictator in history? Is it Idi Amin?
I thought it was Genghis Khan.
Yeah, but I'm in modern history, not going back then.
Pol Pot's got 1.5 to 2 million people.
Oh, that's low energy. That's a low energy murderer.
That I haven't.
Let's see. This one says during the Great Leap Famine under Mao Zedong, said it to be at least 40 million deaths.
40 million, yeah.
42 and a half.
Yeah, so I think Trump's going to kill 45, 50 million, at least. How about Idi Amin in Africa? That guy was a wacko. The last king of Scotland. Remember that movie they made about him?
Yeah,
he killed a lot of people. Yeah. I think Trump should just, you know what he should do? He should just put a submachine gun on the White House and just start popping people. I mean, make it fun. Make it a game. Raise money for the Treasury. Let people come in and just start shooting people. He could just pardon them right on the spot.
It looks like Amin is only at 300,000.
Oh, yeah, that's, you don't even, that doesn't even qualify you to get into the game. That's my, yeah. It's not even the same ballpark. That's not even the same game.
Playing down in the minor leagues.
Please, I'm not calling that guy up. And the real question is, will Trump go medieval on them? That's what I want to know. I don't want a quick death for these people. Is Trump going to torture them? Are we talking swords? Are we talking beheadings? Where they remember in what was that movie, The Hitchhiker, with Rucker Hauer, where he tied the woman to the two trucks, the two 18-wheelers, and drove apart? I mean, like, are we going to be like that level of madness and death, or what? What am I getting here?
I don't know, but Genghis Khan's at 60 million, so I was right.
Are you and your Genghis Khan fantasies? Fine.
I don't have Genghis Khan fantasies. I just say
Genghis Khan, 60 million people didn't even have a gun.
No, he's just a brutal dictator.
Think about that. Imagine what Genghis Khan could have accomplished if he had a firearm, huh?
Yeah, he was putting up Wilt Chamberlain numbers. That's what he was. He was the best of his era.
You want a bloodbath? I'll show you a bloodbath.
10% of the world's population.
That's how much Genghis Khan killed?
That's insane.
Trump, what a
Trump
horrific
is,
human being.
Listen to me. Trump's going to double that at least. 20%. Because he likes to be the best. You know what I mean? He's going to be the best killer. You've never seen someone kill so much. You've never seen anyone kill like I'll kill. You know what I mean? I think it's in his speech, which I've got to write. I got to work on that. I got to work on the language for that. I got to phrase that correctly. There's never going to be a murderer like me. All right? the greatest, I will go down as the greatest brutal dictator in history. Mao Zedong, hold my beer. Yeah, that's, I think, a quote.
He's not going to finish second to anyone from China.
No, that would be a sellout of America. Genghis Khan, Mao Zedong.
Genghis Khan's Mongolia, so we'll make that clear, make that distinction.
Yeah, but I think it's part of China now, isn't it?
Mongolia?
Isn't it?
No.
It's its own country?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have not been paying attention.
It's right next to China.
Oh, well, you know.
I think it's between China and Russia.
Do they acknowledge Genghis Khan? Like, do they have schools named after him and stuff there? Like we have with Woodrow Wilson. He's basically our Genghis Khan.
I can't imagine.
Where'd you graduate? I graduated from Genghis Khan High School. I was the mascot. What's the mascot? Well, it's a guy killing people. It's literally that.
I just Googled Genghis Khan College and nothing came up. So,
yeah, nothing. Yeah. That's a shock. Yeah, probably
when they distance themselves from him.
And when you go to Mongolia, they probably don't. It's not probably on the tour. They probably don't bring that up.
Although, didn't he have a bunch of children too?
Where are the little Khans? Where are the heirs to the Genghis Khan?
There's a crazy stat of how many people like living on the planet right now are like distant, you know, descendants of him.
Really?
Yeah.
So he liked the ladies and he liked murder.
Well, that's what he would do. He'd go to these villages, pillage them, take all the women, have them for himself, and then move on.
He has 16 million descendants. That's what the estimate is right now.
Wow. Wow.
That could not have been consensual.
See, when I do my 23andMe, if that comes back that I'm an heir to Genghis Khan, I'm going to be psyched.
Yeah, you got some Mongolian in there.
Yeah, be awesome. I'm not doing that because my data, the DNA will definitely wind up in the government's hands. There's no way I'm ever doing that. No way. But I'll tell people I did, and they're going to say, who are you a descendant of? I'm going to say I'm a descendant of Napoleon, obviously. Genghis Khan.
Why, obviously.
Mussolini. Why? Well, because I'm not that tall. That's why. And I clearly have a Napoleonic complex, which is why I need to be behind a 50,000 watt megaphone every day. Okay. Well, I don't even know where I was going with this. I just went off. We went off on a tangent. You know what it is? In my mind, I'm already in Cape May. That's what it is. Because tomorrow's Friday. We're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. I'm already mentally preparing myself to be there. So you better join us. Because as fun as this show is today, tomorrow, it's going to be even better. It's going to be great. So make sure you're there at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. And then mark your calendar for May 11th, live at Mulligan's Shore Bar in Wildwood to celebrate the arrival of the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, the future president, to Wildwood, New Jersey, back again for an epic rally. And we'll be at Mulligan's Shore Bar on Saturday, May 11th. I'll be there at 5 o'clock. It's going to be a great day. So make your plans for that. It'll be a lot of fun. All right, listen, summer's right around the corner. It's basically here. This weather's been beautiful, and it's a reminder that you are going to be taking your shirt off at the beach, at the pool very soon. So what you want to do is you want to reach out to NJ Diet. If you're still holding on to any of that winter weight, please reach out to them today because it's time to shed that fat and get ready for the warmer weather of spring with NJ Diet. For over a decade, they have helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Forget the shots. They're banned in a lot of European countries now. They have all kinds of side effects, and NJ Diet works quicker. And the best part is you keep the weight off. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer with njdiet.com. You can do this.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Who's going to be? You're going to replace this with Hail of the Chiefs out. They're going to use this song now for Trump. As he goes on his bloodbath killing sprees. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. You know, an observation that was made by me yesterday, which means that it was true, since 99.9% of what I say is true. And I mean, everything I tell you is my honest opinion, but I mean, comes true in terms of my political predictions. I called Doug Burgum wrong, but if Doug Burgum becomes VP, I may be vindicated in the end. Last laugh's on you. But I told you yesterday, the left is not happy that these college protests are happening because it's taken away their special day, their high holy day of January the 6th, J6. They're so sad. It's so sad for them. That was their special day. And Mika was whining about it yesterday, going on about how they're taking that away from us. And now Al Sharpton, even that fraud, is coming out and saying that this is so wrong because now we can't just have J6 all to ourselves. Their special day has been taken from them. Here's Al Sharpton, the fraud liar that he is, cut number 8.
How do the Democrats, how do all of us on that side say January 6th was wrong if you can have the same pictures going on college campus?
Good Lord, don't make a parallel with January 6th.
You lose the moral high ground.
That has happened, though.
Okay.
That has happened.
Just so we know what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Don't take away our special day. That's our special day. That's our day. That's our day. This is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Truth is that what Trump said about how the craziness is on the left, it's not on the right. My buddy Chris Tremblay from the Washington Examiner wrote a piece exactly saying that the other day. You know, we've been told for years by this administration that there are right-wing extremists among us. They are just everywhere, lurking. Guys in Cabela's fishing hats, moms in yoga pants. It's not MAGA Republicans or Christian nationals causing violence nationwide. You just have to pay attention. Remember Philadelphia, September of 2022, the hellscape speech Biden gave in front of Independence Hall? Ominous red lights glaring in the background. He demonized approximately half the voters in the country, labeled them as a threat to democracy, warned of MAGA Republicans and the dangers they demonstrated. He criticized them, vilified them, and branded them as a dangerous evil to this country. He warned they would seek to cause harm and oppress. And now you see what's happening in college campuses. The reason why Biden had to actually come out and say something is because they can't have their special day taken away from them, their high holy day of the left, January the 6th. So, Alex is in Yardley. Alex, how are you?
Good, Rich, and you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Hey, I got to complain. I'm a longtime listener. Usually you're on the mark with things, but today I have to complain. Please, out of respect to our climate czar, Mr. Kerry, can you call Dictator Khan by his correct name? It's Genghis Khan.
Genghis?
I believe that's how he always pronounced it in his testimony to Congress back during the Vietnam War that they kept showing us clips of during his candidacy.
No kidding. Wow. That, you got a great memory, Alex. I got to look that up.
I do. Thank you for the compliment.
No, that's fantastic. We will go into the audio archives for that. That's outstanding.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great day. Matt, you got to find that.
I'm trying so hard to find. All I have right now is 40 minutes of his congressional testimony, and I don't know where he starts talking about Genghis Khan.
That's fantastic.
Check the comments. Maybe someone said something so you don't have to go looking.
Well, Alex knows. Alex, can you find it and send it to us, please? Find it for us. You got a great memory, so I'm sure you remember exactly when he said it. So do that for us if you could, because these two, if I ask them, it'll never happen. So please, Alex, can you help us out? All right, listen, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you straight ahead. Tomorrow, live in KMA at the Grand Hotel of KMA. I hope to see you there. We're going to be there. It's going to be fun. And yes, Matt and Henry are both coming. The bar is going to be open. It's going to be a blast. So make sure you join us for that. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free audio.
Odyssey app.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.